All About Series, Lesson 9. Top 5 Dates During the Calendar Year. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the All About Sweden series. What are we going to talk about today?
The top 5 most important days in Sweden.
How are we going to choose among so many?
It's true that Sweden does have many holidays.
And they're all so good.
But there are a few that are more important than others.
Well then, let's get to it.
In Swedish tradition, many holidays have their main celebrations not on the day, but on the eve of the holiday, meaning one day earlier.
Interesting. Okay, we'll start in reverse order.
The 5th most important day in Sweden is Valborgs Mässoafton, Walpurgis Eve.
Valborgs Mässoafton is celebrated on April the 30th every year.
This is the first day of spring, when Swedes put their winter coats away and celebrate. It is a pagan tradition celebrated long before Christianity became the main religion.
At Walpurgis, Valborg, farm animals were let out to graze, and ever since the early 18th century, bonfires, majbrasor, have been lit to scare away predators.
Now it is a holiday when Swedes, long attached to nature and the changing seasons, celebrate the end of the winter with a big party.
During the day, people gather in parks, drink, barbecue, and generally enjoy the weather, if it happens to be favourable. At nightfall, fires are lighted all around the country.
As children, we collected twigs and branches from the woods surrounding our neighbourhood to make the fire as big as possible. Most people also cut and trim their gardens for this event, again, to make their fires as big as possible.
And number 4 is?
The 4th most important day in Sweden is Luciadagen.
December 13th is St. Lucia's Day.
On this day, the elder daughter in the family wears a white robe and a head wreath with candles. All dressed up, she serves the family saffron buns, lussekatter, and coffee in bed.
Breakfast in bed?
Exactly. The celebrations take place in homes, offices, and schools. But the biggest national event is shown on Swedish television.
Each year, a national Lucia is proclaimed on some TV channel or other. While every town and village worth the name chooses its own Lucia, candidates are presented in the local newspaper a couple of weeks in advance.
The Lucia choir show is beautiful. Girls portray Lucia and turns, tanur. Boys take part as stjärngossar, literally star boys, or gingerbread cookie characters.
This is unique for Sweden. I have never seen anything like it before.
I know. Okay, so number 3 on the list.
The 3rd most important day in Sweden is nyår, New Year.
The Swedish New Year often coincides with a bout of ice-cold weather. Temperatures are well below freezing point around New Year, and by midnight, you can see shivering Swedes up to their knees in heavy snow, toasting one another with champagne and firing off rockets.
Whoa, I feel cold just hearing about it.
Yes, Swedes might celebrate in a ski villa, in the mountains, or in a town flat where the fireworks will light up the pitch black night sky.
Traditionally, nyår is less about family and more about society as a whole.
Yes, many people go out with friends, go to parties, and even have community events.
Right. So number 2 is?
The 2nd most important day in Sweden is jul. Christmas.
How do you say Merry Christmas in Swedish?
God jul.
Holiday over Christmas and New Year is fairly long, usually extending a week into January. The Swedish Christmas main celebration takes place on December the 24th.
It's celebrated mainly on the night before.
In Sweden, Santa Claus comes to everyone's home. He rides up with his reindeer, knocks on the door and demands, "Are there any nice children here?" On which all children scream, "Yes!" Santa is then invited into the home to hand out gifts to the family. Sadly, the father of the family will often miss this as he very urgently went out to buy the newspaper.
The actual Christmas day is celebrated with family. But in the evening, young people will often go out clubbing, and it is a big reunion for all those returning home.
If you have a look at the lesson note for this lesson, you will see more details about how the celebrations take place. Like watching Donald Duck at 3 o'clock.
Donald Duck is a must. Okay, so number 1.
The most important day in Sweden is Midsommar. Midsummer.
It is a traditional celebration of the summer solstice, the longest day of the year.
The celebration is a very ancient practice dating back to pre-Christian times. Midsummer was originally a fertility festival with many customs and rituals associated with nature, done in hope for a good harvest the coming autumn.
Now it's a beautiful summer feast. All Swedes typically leave the cities for this celebration.
Yes. Have you ever been on the city streets on Midsommar? They are completely empty.
Midsummer's Eve is celebrated in the countryside. The country's main thoroughfares are, on the other hand, packed. Queues of cars stretch away into the distance, everyone eager to start the celebrations.
It is celebrated as a national holiday. Midsummer's Eve is always the Friday between June the 20th and the 26th.
People often begin the day by picking flowers and making wreaths to place on the maypole, which is a key component in the celebration.
The maypole is raised in an open spot and traditional ring dances ensue, to the delight of both children and adults. This is succeeded by a big festive meal and the festivities go on long into the night.
And everybody sings. We have one famous song in which everyone jumps around acting like a frog.
It is hilarious to see.
So with that, we've covered the five most important holidays in Sweden.
We hope you have the chance to visit Sweden during one of these holidays so that you can experience it for yourself.
Join us next time for more information on Sweden and Swedish at All About Series.
Attention perfectionists, you're about to learn how to perfect your pronunciation.
Listen, review audio tracks.
Increase fluency and vocabulary fast with these short, effective audio tracks.
Super simple to use. Listen to the Swedish word or phrase.
Then repeat it out loud in a loud, clear voice.
You'll speak with confidence knowing that you're speaking Swedish like the locals.
Go to SwedishPod101.com and download the review audio tracks right on the lessons page today.
See you then. Hej då.
Hej då.